Section 5. Safe driving tips. No driver manual alone can teach you how to operate a vehicle or be a safe driver. Driving requires skills you can gain only through instruction and practice. The following offers some basic driving information. Starting. Check your vehicle owner's manual for how to best start your vehicle. Make sure the parking brake is on before you start the vehicle. If your vehicle has a manual transmission, it must be in neutral. In some vehicles, the clutch must be depressed. For a vehicle that has an automatic transmission, you must put the shift selector in park. On some vehicles, the brake pedal must also be depressed. Accelerating. Accelerate gradually and smoothly. Trying to start too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin and will cause your vehicle to slide. With a manual shift vehicle, practice coordinating use of the clutch and accelerator to prevent killing or over-revving the engine when shifting gears. Steering. Both hands should be on the steering wheel, except when making necessary adjustments to the driving controls. To help avoid injury if your vehicle's airbag goes off, it is best to hold the steering wheel with your right hand at 3 o'clock and your left hand at 9 o'clock. Never drive with your hands at the top of the steering wheel or with your hands, thumbs, fingers or arms resting on the center of the steering wheel. It is recommended not to wrap your thumbs around the steering wheel spokes. When you complete a turn, straighten out the steering wheel by hand. Letting it slip through your fingers could be dangerous. Look well down the road, 10 to 15 seconds ahead, and on both sides of the road, not at the road just in front of your vehicle. Look for traffic situations where you will need to steer before you get to them. This way, you have time to steer smoothly and safely. Stopping. Be alert so you know well ahead of time when you will need to stop. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and usually means a driver was not paying attention. When you brake quickly, you could skid and lose control of your vehicle. You also make it harder for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you, especially if the road is slippery and/or there is a large vehicle behind you that cannot stop quickly. Try to avoid panic stops by seeing events well in advance. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all, and if you do, you can make a more gradual and safer stop. Do not coast, transmission in neutral or clutch depressed, while driving. Stay in gear so you have the braking power of the engine available. Speed limits. Maximum speeds in Wisconsin, unless otherwise posted. 15 miles per hour. Within a school zone or school crossing when children and/or a crossing guard are present, in an alley, or passing a safety zone where a bus has stopped to load or unload. 25 miles per hour, on residential and business streets. 35 miles per hour, in outlying parts of cities or villages, or semi-urban districts outside cities or villages. 55 miles per hour, on any highway or freeway in Wisconsin, except on multi-lane freeways and expressways posted for 65 or 70 miles per hour. 65 miles per hour, on rural interstate highways and some posted freeways and expressways. Look for speed limit signs. 70 miles per hour, on some posted freeways and expressways. Look for speed limit signs. Speed limits are posted on many roads. Posted speed limits do not tell you at what speed you should drive. They only say you cannot go faster than the speed shown. By law, you must go slower if conditions make the posted speed unsafe. It is illegal to exceed the posted speed limit. Racing on the highway and driving recklessly are not allowed. You may not exceed the speed limit to pass another vehicle. Speeding does not save you much time. If you travel 20 miles at 66 miles per hour in a 55 miles per hour zone, you only save 3.6 minutes. You can be stopped and ticketed, in which case you would lose more than 3.6 minutes, and you will be assessed points and a fine. Wisconsin law says you must not drive so slowly that you interfere with the normal and reasonable movement of traffic. You can be ticketed for impeding traffic. Some highways have minimum posted speed limits. Seeing well. Most of what you do in driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. The single biggest contributor to crashes is failing to see what is happening. You must look down the road, to the sides and behind your vehicle, and be alert for unexpected events. At night and at other times when it's hard to see and be seen, you must use your headlights. You must be alert to what is going on around you. Many crashes occur because drivers do not pay enough attention to their driving. Do not take your eyes off the road for more than a few seconds at any one time. If you need to look at a map, pull safely off the road before you try to look at it. Do not try to read the map while you are driving. Remember that cars and trucks are not the only users of the road. In many crashes with motorcycles, bicycles and pedestrians, drivers say they looked but did not see them. Never underestimate the size or speed of an approaching truck or bus. Because of their large size, they often appear to be traveling at a slower speed than they actually are. Give them extra room. Do not slow down just to look at a crash, someone getting a ticket or other roadside activity. This could cause you to be in a crash. If you take your eyes off the road to look at something, you could run into a vehicle ahead that has slowed or stopped. When you pass these roadside activities, keep your eyes on the road and get past them as soon and as safely as you can. Scanning. To be a good driver, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides and behind the vehicle. Scanning helps you see problems ahead, vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them, signs warning of problems ahead and signs giving you directions. Look ahead. In order to avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn, you should look well down the road. By looking well ahead and being ready to stop or change lanes if needed, you can drive more safely, save on fuel, help keep traffic moving at a steady pace and allow yourself time to see better around your vehicle and alongside the road. Looking well down the road will also help you to steer straighter with less weaving. Safer drivers tend to look 10 to 15 seconds ahead of their vehicle. How far is this? It is the distance your vehicle will travel in 10 to 15 seconds. In the city, 10 to 15 seconds is about one block. When you drive in city traffic, you should try to look at least one block ahead. On the highway, 10 to 15 seconds is about four city blocks, or a quarter of a mile. How do you know how many seconds you are looking ahead? Here is how to figure how far ahead you are looking. 1. Find a non-moving object like a sign or tree near the road about as far ahead as you are looking. 2. Start counting. 1001, 1002, 1003, etc., until you reach the object. 3. The number of seconds you have counted is the number of seconds you were looking ahead. You can be a safer driver by looking well ahead. You can reduce the need to stop or turn quickly. The less you have to stop or turn quickly, the less likely you are to run into someone or have someone run into you. By looking well ahead, you can save on fuel. Every time you have to stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get your vehicle back up to speed. Drivers who look ahead can slow down gradually, or change lanes to avoid unnecessary braking that leads to lower miles per gallon. Traffic flows more smoothly when everyone looks well ahead. Making driving changes before the last moment gives drivers behind you more time to react. The earlier you act, the less often someone behind you has to quickly react to your vehicle. By seeing needed driving changes early, you can drive more safely and that helps drivers behind you drive more safely, too. It also keeps traffic moving at a steady pace. Look to the sides. Because other vehicles or pedestrians may cross or enter your path anytime, you should look to the sides to make sure no one is coming. This is especially true at intersections and railroad crossings. Intersections. Intersections are any place where traffic merges or crosses. They include cross streets, side streets, driveways and shopping center or parking lot entrances, and railroad crossings. Before you enter an intersection, look to both the left and right for approaching vehicles and, or crossing pedestrians. If stopped, look to both the left and right just before you start moving. Look across the intersection before you start to move to make sure the path is clear all the way through the intersection, and that you will not block it if you have to stop. Then look left again. Do not rely on traffic signals or signs to tell you that no one will be crossing in front of you. Some drivers do not obey, or may not notice, traffic signals or signs. At an intersection, look left and right, even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. This is especially important just after the light has turned green. This is when people on the cross street are most likely to hurry through the intersection before the light changes to red. Individuals who have been drinking and reckless or aggressive drivers may also run red lights. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering a controlled intersection, one with a stop sign or light. If you are stopped and your view of a cross street is blocked, slowly move ahead and stop again before entering the intersection. Check for cross traffic and pedestrians before proceeding. If you are coming to an uncontrolled intersection, slow down so you can safely see up and down the cross street before crossing it. If your view is blocked at an uncontrolled intersection, be prepared to brake, if needed, as you slowly edge forward until you can see up and down the cross street. By slowly moving forward, crossing drivers can see the front of your vehicle and it gives them a chance to slow down and warn you that they are approaching. Whenever there is a lot of activity along the side of the road, there is a good chance that someone will cross or enter the road. Therefore, it is very important to look to the sides when you are near shopping centers and parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, and schoolyards. Railroad crossings. As you approach any railroad crossing, slow down and look up and down the tracks to make sure a train is not coming. Do not assume a train is not coming even if you have never seen one at that crossing before. Assuming a train is not coming is one of the leading causes of fatalities at railroad crossings. Make sure there is room for your vehicle on the far side before you cross the tracks. At crossings with more than one track, wait until the passing train is well down the track before starting to cross. Another train may be hidden by the one that just passed. Be especially watchful if you are following a bicyclist or motorcyclist across railroad tracks. They may swerve in order to cross the tracks at a 90 degrees angle so their tires don't get caught in the tracks. Look behind. Besides watching traffic ahead of you, you must check traffic behind you. Check your mirrors every 6 to 8 seconds. You will need to check more often than that when traffic is heavy. This is the only way you will know if someone is following too closely or coming up too fast, and it will give you time to do something about it. It is very important to look for vehicles behind you when you change lanes, slow down, back up, or are driving down a long or steep hill. When going down a long or steep hill, check your mirrors frequently. Vehicles often build up speed going down a steep grade. Be alert for large trucks and buses behind you that may be going too fast. When changing lanes. Whenever you want to change lanes, you must check to make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. You must check for traffic to the side and behind your vehicle before you change lanes. Changing lanes includes changing from one lane to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp, and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, you should look in your rear view and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Make sure nobody is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Be sure no one is near the rear corners of your vehicle. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them in your mirrors. To see vehicles in your blind spot, you need to turn your head and look. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road ahead for more than an instant. Traffic ahead of you could stop suddenly while you are looking to the sides, rear, or over your shoulder. Also, use your mirrors to check traffic while you are preparing to merge or pull onto the roadway. This way you can keep an eye on vehicles ahead of you at the same time. Just before you change lanes, check over your shoulder for traffic in your blind spot. You must keep track of what traffic is doing in front of you and in the lane you are entering. Check the far lane, if there is one, as someone in that lane may be planning to move into the same lane you want to enter. Check for other road users. Remember, there are other road users such as motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians that are harder to see than cars and trucks. Children may run or ride out into the road without looking. Be especially alert when you are entering the roadway from the curb or driveway. Signal before you change direction. When you slow down. You must check behind your vehicle whenever you slow down. This is very important when you slow down quickly or at points where a driver following you would not expect you to slow down, such as private driveways or parking spaces. When you back up. It is hard for you to see behind your vehicle. Try to do as little backing as possible. Where backing is necessary, here are some hints to help you back your vehicle safely. Check behind your vehicle before you get in it. Children or small objects often cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Do not depend on your rearview or side mirrors to see things around you. You should turn and look directly through the rear window. Place one hand over the passenger seat if needed. Back slowly. No faster than a slow walk. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back. When you are done backing up, scan around you, left and right, before moving into traffic. Watch out for deer. The number and severity of collisions between motor vehicles and deer continues to increase. In fact, deer are the third most commonly struck object in Wisconsin, with other vehicles and fixed objects topping the list. However, there are some things you can do to reduce your risk of hitting a deer. Be especially alert for deer in October and November, the months with the highest number of car-deer crashes. Deer are most active in the dusk to dawn hours, so you should be especially alert while driving during those times. Scan the sides of the road to watch for the reflection of your vehicle headlights in the eyes of deer. If you see such a reflection on the side of the road, slow down. Blow the horn and be ready to stop. Always watch for more than one deer. While deer crossings typically occur in rural settings, deer sometimes wander into towns or even cities. Deer may cross anywhere, anytime. Use your lights. It is much harder to see at night. Here are some things you can do that will help you see better. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. It is important to use high beams on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. Dim your high beams whenever you come within 500 feet, about a one block distance, of an oncoming vehicle, including horse-drawn carriages. Use your low beams when you are closer than 500 feet behind another vehicle or when in heavy traffic. Use the low beams in fog or when it is snowing or raining hard. Light from high beams will reflect back, causing glare and making it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that you should also use under these conditions. Do not drive at any time with only your parking lights on. Parking lights are for parking only. If a driver approaching you fails to dim their headlights, you may flash your high beams to let them know. If they still don't dim the lights, look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by the other vehicle's headlights and will allow you to see enough of the edge of the road to stay on course until the other vehicle has passed. Wisconsin law. You must have your headlights on when driving from half an hour after sunset to half an hour before sunrise, and at any other time you cannot see a vehicle or person on the roadway at a distance of 500 feet. Communicating. Crashes often happen because one driver does not see another driver, or when one driver does something another driver does not expect. It is important for you to let other road users know you are there and what you plan to do. Let others know you are there. Some drivers do not always pay attention to what is going on around them. It is important for other road users to know you are there. Use headlights. Besides helping you see at night, headlights help other people see you at any time. Remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. If you have trouble seeing them, they will have trouble seeing you. On rainy, snowy or foggy days, it is sometimes hard for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. A good rule to follow is if you turn on your wipers, turn on your headlights. Turn on your headlights when it begins to get dark. Even if you turn them on a little early, it will help other drivers see you. Whenever it's necessary to drive with your lights on, use your headlights. Parking lights are for parked vehicles only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on your headlights. Drivers coming toward you may have trouble seeing your vehicle because of the glare. Your headlights will help them see you. Daytime running lights. Some newer vehicles have headlights that are on anytime the vehicle is running. They are called daytime running lights. These lights make it easier for others to see the vehicle, even in daylight. It helps to reduce the chance of a crash. However, daytime running lights are not meant to replace the use of headlights for night driving or when it is foggy, raining, or snowing. If your vehicle does not have daytime running lights, you can get the same effect by manually turning your headlights on. Just remember to turn them off when you turn the engine off. Use your horn. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. Your horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent a crash. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all you need. Give your horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bicycle appears to be moving into your lane of travel. However, pedestrians and bicyclists crossing at an intersection have the right of way. Do not use your horn in these instances, but do yield the right of way. When you are passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. When a driver is not paying attention or may have trouble seeing you. When coming to a place where you cannot see what is ahead. A steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow alley. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast and your horn. Do this. When another vehicle is in danger of hitting you. When you have lost control of your vehicle and are moving towards someone. When not to use your horn. You should not use your horn in the following circumstances. Encouraging someone to drive faster or get out of the way. Informing other drivers of an error. Greeting a friend. Around blind pedestrians. Around animal-drawn vehicles or animals being herded on the roadway. Use emergency signals. If your vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure other drivers can see it. All too often, crashes occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares or triangles behind it. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. If available, use your cell phone to notify authorities that your vehicle or another has broken down. Many roadways have signs that tell you the telephone number to call in an emergency. If you are having vehicle trouble and have to stop, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic, if at all possible. Turn in your four-way emergency flashers to show you are having trouble. Try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of your vehicle. If you cannot get completely off the road, do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Stand off of the road where you are safe from traffic. Use emergency flares or other warning devices if you have them. Never stand in the roadway. Do not try to change a tire if it means you will be in a traffic lane. Raise the hood or tie a white cloth to the antenna, side mirror, or door handle to signal an emergency. Stay out of the blind spot. Drive your vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Try to avoid driving in the area on either side of and slightly to the rear of another vehicle where you will be in their blind spot. Either speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger because they may not see you. Never stay alongside or right behind a large vehicle such as a truck or bus. Many drivers think truck drivers can see the road better because they sit twice as high as the driver of a car. While truckers can see ahead better, and trucks have bigger mirrors, they have very serious blind spots. A car can disappear from their view while it is up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the truck, especially alongside the cab, and up to 200 feet behind. These areas are all part of what is called the no zone. Drivers who travel in the no zone restrict a trucker's ability to take action to avoid a dangerous situation, and the possibility of a crash is increased. A good rule of thumb for drivers sharing the road with a truck or bus is, if you can't see the truck or bus driver in their side mirror, they can't see you. Let others know what you are doing. Generally, other drivers expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down. This will give them time to react, if needed, or at least to not be surprised by what you do. Signal when you change direction. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your moves. You should use your turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic or park. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction. This includes signaling before beginning to pass another vehicle, and before completing the pass. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Signal 100 feet before your intended turn. Be careful that you do not signal too early, though. If there are streets, driveways or entrances between you and where you want to turn. Wait until you have passed them to signal. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are and they could pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure your turn signal is off. If you don't, others might think you plan to turn again. Signal when you slow down. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver may not expect it, quickly tap your brake pedal 3 or 4 times to let those behind you know you are about to slow down. Signal when you slow down. To turn off a roadway which does not have separate turn or exit lanes. To park or turn just before an intersection. Traffic following you may expect you to continue into the intersection. To avoid something in the road, or for stopped or slowing traffic that a driver behind you cannot see. Hand signals. Sometimes, in addition to using your turn signals, hand and arm signals may be used. An example would be when bright sunlight can make it hard for other drivers to see your flashing turn signals, or when driving an antique vehicle, one manufactured before July 1, 1958, that may not be equipped with turn signals. When using hand and arm signals, these are the standard positions. Left turn. Hand pointing straight out. Right turn. Hand pointing up. Stop or slow down. Hand pointing down. Adjusting speed. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it will take to turn, slow or stop. For example, stopping at 60 miles per hour does not take twice the distance it takes at 30 miles per hour, as one might think. It takes over 3 times the distance. Driving safely means obeying speed limits, but adjusting your speed for road and traffic conditions, and how well you can see. Adjusting to road conditions. There are various road conditions where, to be safe, you need to slow down. For example, slow down before a sharp curve, when the roadway is slippery or when there is standing water on the road. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. How good the tires grip the road depends on the type and condition of the tires, and the type and condition of the road surface. Many drivers do not pay enough attention to the condition of their tires or to the condition of the roadway. It is important that your tires be in good condition and have enough air in them. See your vehicle owner's manual for correct tire pressure. Your tires do not have as much traction on gravel or dirt roads as they do on concrete or asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you need to slow down. It will take you much longer to stop on gravel or dirt, and it is much easier to skid when turning. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. It is easy to go too fast in a curve. If you go too fast, the tires will not be able to grip the road and your vehicle will skid. Always slow down before you enter a curve so you do not have to brake while in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause your vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, snow or sleet. They make the roadway slippery. When the road is slippery, your vehicle's tires do not grip as well as they do on a dry road. How slow should you go? On a wet road, you should reduce your speed about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, you should cut your speed in half. On ice, you must slow to a crawl. It is very dangerous to drive on ice. If at all possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. Some road surfaces are slippery at certain times or places. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. Shady spots can be icy on cold, wet days. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Overpasses and other types of bridges can have icy spots, even when other pavement is not icy. This is because bridges do not have earth underneath them to help insulate them against the cold, so they freeze sooner than other roadways. When the temperature is around the freezing point, ice can become wet. This makes it more slippery than at colder temperatures. If it starts to rain on a hot day, the pavement can be very slippery for a while. Heat causes the oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. The road is more slippery until the oil is washed off. Water on the roadway. when it is raining or the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to about 35 miles per hour. However, as you go faster, your tires will start to ride up on the water, like water skis. This is called hydroplaning. In a heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road at about 50 miles per hour. Wide tires or tires that are bald or badly worn will lose traction at much lower speeds. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to slow down in the rain or when the road is wet. If it feels like your tires have lost traction with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the wheels straight. Only try to turn if it's an emergency. If you must turn, do it slowly, or your vehicle may skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. Winter driving safety tips. Each year about 30 snowstorms drop about 50 inches of snow in Wisconsin. Winter driving calls for special precautions. First is worst. In the first storm of the season, most drivers have forgotten their safe winter driving skills. They'll drive too fast and try to stop too quickly. Go slowly. Increase following distances. Drive defensively. Relearn your skills. Go slowly. Drive well below the posted speed limit. Posted limits are intended for summer months on dry pavement. Avoid sudden, sharp turns. Use light braking by gently pumping the brakes. Plan ahead. Plan on trips taking extra time. Leave earlier. Consider an alternate route. Stay home if conditions are too bad. Use your head, use your feet. Never use cruise control on slippery roads. Lighten up. Turn on your headlights. To prevent glare, avoid using your high beams during a night storm. Wear your seatbelt. Give snowplows room. Snowplows are wide. They often need to operate very close to the centerline. Sometimes they throw up clouds of snow, which affects your vision. Slow down and give them as much room as possible. On roads with a posted speed limit of 35 miles per hour or more, the law requires drivers to stay at least 200 feet behind a snowplow when its red or amber lights are on. Adjusting to traffic. On a roadway with multiple lanes going in the same direction, crashes involving two or more vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other vehicles. Keep pace with traffic. If you are driving faster than other traffic, you will need to keep passing others. Each time you pass someone, there is a greater chance for a collision. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes or, on a two-lane road, an oncoming vehicle may suddenly appear. Slow down and keep pace with other traffic. Speeding does not save more than a few minutes for each hour of driving. Going much slower than other vehicles can be just as bad as speeding. It is dangerous and you can be ticketed for impeding traffic. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes other traffic to pass you. If vehicles are lined up behind you, pull over when safe to do so and let them pass. You should either drive faster or consider using a road with slower posted speeds. Entering traffic. When you merge with traffic, try to enter at the same speed that traffic is moving. High-speed roadways generally have an acceleration lane with the entrance ramp to give you time to build up your speed. Use the lane to reach the speed of other vehicles before you merge into traffic. Do not drive to the end of the lane and stop, or you will not have enough room to get up to the speed of traffic. Also, drivers behind you will not expect you to stop. If they are watching the traffic on the main road, you may be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge. You must yield to traffic already moving on the roadway. Leaving traffic. Keep up with the speed of traffic as long as you are on the main road. If the road on which you are traveling has exit ramps, do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high speed, two-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap your brakes quickly but safely and reduce your speed. Slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or safely slow down. Slowing suddenly can cause a crash. Watch for large trucks and small cars on steep grades or when they are entering traffic. They can lose speed on the long or steep uphill climbs, and it takes longer for them to get up to speed when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. Generally, these vehicles should have a slow-moving vehicle sign on the back. Slow down when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and, if possible, move over to the left to pass it. Bicyclists should have reflectors or lights on their bikes. However, some bikes may not have this equipment. Be especially watchful for bikes. Trouble spots. Wherever people gather or traffic is heavy, your room to move is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Here are some of the places where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas are busy areas with vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists stopping, starting, and moving in different directions. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers may be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels force vehicles approaching each other closer together. Toll plazas may cause vehicles to change lanes and prepare to stop, and then speed up again when leaving the plaza. The number of lanes could change both before and after the plaza. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets often have children present. Always watch for children crossing the street, or running or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings require you to make sure there are no trains coming and that you have room to cross. Some crossings are bumpy, so you should slow down to cross safely. How well can you see? If something is in your path and you need to stop, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. It takes much longer and farther to stop than many people think. If you have good tires and brakes, and the road is dry. At 50 miles per hour, it can take about 400 feet to react to something you see and to bring your vehicle to a stop. That is about the length of a city block. At 30 miles per hour, it can take about 200 feet to stop. That is almost half a city block in length. If you cannot see 400 feet ahead, it means you may not be driving safely at 50 miles per hour. If you cannot see 200 feet ahead, you may not be driving safely at 30 miles per hour. By the time you see an object in your path, it may be too late to stop without hitting it. Tips you can follow to be a safer driver. Some things limit how well you see. Darkness. It is harder to see at night. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. You must be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights. Your headlights will let you see about 400 feet ahead. You should drive at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance. Rain, fog, or snow. In very heavy rain, a snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see much more than 200 feet ahead. When you cannot see any farther than that, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. In a very heavy downpour, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. If this happens, pull off the road in a safe place and wait until the rain lets up. Hills and curves. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven the road many times. If a vehicle is stalled on the road just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop. Whenever you come to a hill or curve where you cannot see over or around it, adjust your speed so you can stop if necessary. Parked vehicles. Vehicles parked along the side of the road may block your view. People may be ready to get out of a vehicle or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as you can. Animals. Many deer are hit by cars, especially in October and November. Be especially cautious when you see deer crossing signs, especially during the dusk to dawn hours when deer are most active. If you see a deer, reduce speed and sound the horn. Look for other deer following the one you see. Animal-drawn vehicles. Animal-drawn vehicles move slowly. Slow down when approaching an animal-drawn vehicle and, if possible, move over to the left to pass it. Sight distance rule. Drive at a speed where you can always safely stop. To tell if you are driving too fast for conditions, use the 4-second sight distance rule. Pick out a stationary object as far ahead as you can clearly see, for example, a sign or a tree. Start counting 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. If you reach the object before you finish saying 1004, you need to slow down because you are going too fast for your sight distance. You must not drive so fast that you cannot stop in your sight distance. If you do, you are not driving safely and could injure or kill yourself or others. You should also use the 4-second sight distance rule at night to make sure you are not overdriving your headlights. Speed limits. You must comply with speed limits. They are based in the design of the road, and the type of vehicles that use them. They take into account things you cannot see, such as side roads and driveways where vehicles may suddenly pull out, and the amount of traffic that uses the road. Remember, speed limits are posted for ideal conditions. If the road is wet or icy, if you cannot see well, or if traffic is heavy, you must slow down. Even if you are driving under the posted speed limit, you can get a ticket for traveling too fast under these conditions. Cushion of space. You must always share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer you will be. This section describes how to make sure you have enough space around you when you drive. Space ahead. Rear-end crashes are very common. They are caused by drivers following too closely, tailgating, to be able to stop before hitting the vehicle ahead when it suddenly slows or stops. Professionals believe a safe following distance should be no less than 4 seconds under ideal conditions. Here is an easy way to find out if you are following too closely. Following distance rule. Watch for when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, tree, or any other stationary point. Consider it to be your mark. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same mark. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. You are following too closely if you pass the mark before you finish counting. If so, drop back and then count again at another mark to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than the minimum recommended following distance. A minimum 4-second following distance is recommended under ideal driving conditions. However, in the following situations, you may need more distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front to be safe. On slippery roads. Because you need more distance to stop your vehicle on slippery roads, you must leave more space in front of you. If the vehicle ahead suddenly stops, you will need the extra distance to stop safely. When the driver behind you wants to pass, slow down to allow room in front of your vehicle. Slowing also will allow the pass to be completed sooner. When following motorcycles or bicyclists, if the cycle should fall, you need extra distance to avoid hitting the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet or icy roads, gravel roads or metal surfaces such as bridges, gratings or railroad tracks. When following drivers who cannot see you, the drivers of trucks, buses, vans or vehicles pulling campers or trailers may not be able to see you when you are directly behind them. This blind spot to the rear of large trucks can extend for 200 feet. They could stop suddenly without knowing you are there. Large vehicles also block your view of the road ahead. Falling back allows you more room to see ahead. When you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases your stopping distance. When it is hard for you to see because of darkness or bad weather, you need to increase your following distance so you can see ahead, or have time to stop if it's necessary. When being followed closely, you should allow extra room so you will be able to stop without being hit from behind. When following emergency vehicles, police vehicles, ambulances and fire trucks need more room to operate. When approaching railroad crossings, leave extra room for vehicles required to come to a stop at railroad crossings, including transit buses, school buses or vehicles carrying hazardous materials, gasoline tankers, etc. When stopped on a hill or incline, leave extra space because the vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts moving. Space behind. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, you can help a driver behind you maintain a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you have to slow down or turn. Try to find a safe place out of traffic if you need to stop to pick up or let off passengers. If you want to parallel park and there is traffic coming behind you, put on your turn signal, pull next to the space, and allow vehicles behind you to pass before you park. If you are driving more slowly than other traffic on a multi-lane road, drive in the rightmost travel lane. When you have to drive so slowly that you slow down other vehicles, pull to the side of the road when safe to do so and let them pass. There are turnout areas on some two-lane roads you can use. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. Every now and then you may find yourself being followed too closely or being tailgated by another driver. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the road ahead is clear and passing is legal, then slowly reduce speed. This will encourage the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. All that does is increase your risk of being hit from behind. The increased risk of being hit from behind is especially true if you are being followed by a large truck or bus, neither of which can stop as quickly as a car. Give large vehicles extra room to move. Space to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Avoid driving next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads. Someone may crowd your lane or try to change lanes and run into you. Move ahead or drop back from the other vehicle. Keep as much space as you can between yourself and oncoming vehicles. On a two-lane road, this means not crowding the center line. In general, it is safest to drive in the center of your lane. Make room for vehicles entering a roadway with two or more lanes. If there is no one next to you, move over to the next lane. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked cars. Someone could step out from a parked vehicle or from between vehicles, or a parked vehicle could suddenly pull out. Give extra space to pedestrians and bicyclists, especially children. They can move into your path quickly and without warning. Do not share a lane with a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. Bicycles are vehicles, and are entitled to a full traffic lane. Give a bicycle at least 3 feet of room when you pass. Give snowplows as much room as possible. They often need to operate very close to the centerline, and sometimes throw up clouds of snow affecting your vision. Split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer a middle course between oncoming traffic and parked vehicles. However, if one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the dangerous side. For example, if the oncoming vehicle is a semi-truck, leave a little more room on the side the truck will pass. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if you are meeting or passing a bicycle or a motorcycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down and let the vehicle pass first so you can give extra room to the bicycle or motorcycle. Space to merge. Anytime you want to merge with other traffic, you need a gap large enough to safely move into the flow of traffic. You need a minimum 4-second gap whenever you change lanes, enter a roadway, or when your lane merges with another travel lane. Do not try to merge into a gap that is too small. A small gap can quickly become even smaller. Enter a gap that gives you a big enough space cushion to be safe. If you want to cross several lanes, take them one at a time. Like going up or down stairs one step at a time, it is safest and easiest to merge one lane at a time. It is very difficult to determine that all the lanes are free and safe to cross. If you wait until all the lanes are clear, you can tie up traffic and even cause a crash. Space to cross or enter. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough gap to get all the way across the road. When you enter traffic, you need enough space to first turn or enter and then to get up to speed. When you cross traffic, you need room to get all the way across. Stopping halfway across is only safe when there is a median divider large enough for your vehicle. Do not stop in a divider where part of your vehicle will be in the way of other traffic. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles or pedestrians blocking your path. You do not want to be caught waiting for a path to clear while you are stopped across a lane with vehicles coming toward you. Never assume another driver will share space with you or give you space. For example, do not turn just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn after they pass your vehicle, or they may have forgotten to turn off the signal after a prior turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles, as their signals often do not cancel by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn and then go if it is safe to do so. When you cross railroad tracks, make sure you can cross without having to stop on the tracks. Space to pass. Whenever signs or road markings permit you to pass, you will need to judge whether you have enough room to safely pass. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once. Be safe. As a general rule, pass only one vehicle at a time and pass on the left side. Do not linger in the passing lane. Get around the vehicle as quickly as possible and move safely back into your lane. You may not exceed the speed limit to pass. Oncoming vehicles. At a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you will have enough space to safely pass. At 55 miles per hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds, so will an oncoming vehicle. That means you need over 1,600 feet or about one-third of a mile to safely pass. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at this distance. It can be especially hard to judge the speed of large trucks, which, because of their size, often appear to be moving slower than they really are. A vehicle that is far away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, if you can actually see that it is coming closer, getting larger, it may be too close for you to pass. At night, it is especially hard to judge distance and speed of oncoming traffic. If you are not sure, wait to pass until you are absolutely sure there is enough space. Hills and curves. You need to be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume there is an oncoming vehicle just out of sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you would an oncoming vehicle. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or curve. Intersections. It is dangerous to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While you are passing, your view of people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked by the vehicle you are passing. Also, drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Passing large trucks. A typical car is 15 feet long. A multiple trailer truck can be 75 feet long or longer. It can take much longer to pass a truck than it would to pass a car. Therefore, you must have more clear road ahead before you can safely pass. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. You might lose your space for passing because of: people or animals near the road, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, a patch of ice, pothole, or something on the road. Space to return. Do not pass unless there is enough space in front of the vehicle you want to pass. Do not count on another driver to make room for you. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between you and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in your rear view mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane. Railroad grade crossing. Do not pass if there is a railroad grade crossing ahead. Space for dangerous situations. You should give extra room to certain drivers and other road users. Some are listed here. Those who cannot see you. Anyone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. Those who could have trouble seeing you include: drivers at intersections or driveways where their view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other vehicles. Drivers backing into the roadway or backing into or pulling out of parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are steamed up or are covered with snow or ice. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or with their hats pulled down. Pedestrians with white canes and/or dog guides. People who are distracted. Even when others can see you, allow extra room or be extra cautious if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include: delivery persons, construction workers, children, drivers who are not paying attention to their driving, people who may be confused. People who are confused may cause an unsafe situation. People who may be confused include: Persons driving cars with out-of-state plates, especially at complicated intersections. Drivers who slow down for what seems like no reason. Drivers looking for street signs or house numbers. Pedestrians who have been drinking. Large vehicles and wide loads. Large trucks and buses cannot accelerate, stop, or change direction as quickly as smaller vehicles. Give large vehicles extra room to move on the road, including in roundabouts where they are making turns or going through the roundabout. Sometimes extra wide loads are transported on highways. Give vehicles transporting wide loads as much room as possible. Drivers in trouble. If another driver makes a mistake, drivers who pass you when they do not have enough room, for example, do not make it worse. Slow down and let them safely return to the driving lane. If another driver needs to suddenly change lanes, slow down and let them merge. These gestures will keep traffic moving smoothly and safely. Farm safety, rural driving. You should be aware of special hazards in rural areas. These may include slow-moving tractors, horse-driven wagons or carriages, people on horseback, farm machinery exiting fields or on the roadway, wide machinery, debris on the road, and livestock on or crossing the highway. Farm machinery operators may have difficulty seeing or hearing other traffic, and the machinery may not have brake lights or turn signals. Use caution and exercise patience when farm machinery is on the road. No one may let a child under the age of 16 years of age operate a farm tractor or self-propelled farm machinery on the highways unless the child has successfully completed a tractor and machinery operation safety training course and is certified to operate such a vehicle. Check with your local technical college for these courses. You should yield the right of way to livestock on or along the highway. Be courteous to and aware of people riding horseback or driving a horse-drawn carriage or wagon. You can help to avoid scaring the horse by slowing down and keeping a safe distance away while passing them. Inattentive driving. Distractions while driving. Being distracted from, or not giving your full attention to your driving, can cause you to strike a pedestrian, crash, leave the roadway, not notice a hazard or danger, or miss important traffic signs or signals. Anything that takes your attention away from driving can lead you to make a poor choice while driving. This includes distractions by passengers. Studies show that when a teen driver has another teen in the vehicle, the chances of being in a crash double. That's why graduated driver license restrictions limit the number of passengers in a vehicle. It reduces distractions for the teen driver. Your concentration should be completely in your driving and what is around and ahead of your vehicle. All distractions can endanger safety. Wisconsin law states that no driver may engage in any activity other than driving that interferes or reasonably appears to interfere with safe driving. Section 346.89.1, WIS. Stats. Texting is especially alarming because it takes your eyes off the road, your hands off the wheel and your mind off of driving. Texting while driving is against the law in Wisconsin. Section 346.89.3, WIS. Stats. Concentrate completely on driving. Avoid using a cell phone, eating, drinking, putting on makeup, shaving, brushing your teeth, reading, writing, using a computer, smoking, changing CDs, looking for things on the floor, trying to find change for tolls, etc. Plan ahead and take care of as many of these things as you can before you start driving. Otherwise, wait until you get to where you are going, or pull over in a safe location to do them. For example, if you need to read a map or directions, pull over to the side of the road in a safe place. Stop until you are ready to give your complete attention to driving. Keep your stereo or radio at a volume low enough so you can hear things outside your vehicle. If the volume is too loud, you may not be able to hear a siren, horn honking, screeching tires or other things that would lead you to react to an emergency or hazard in order to prevent a crash. Do not drive with headsets or earphones that cover or go in both ears. They make it too hard to hear emergency horns or sirens. Talking on a cell phone can increase your chances of being in a crash by as much as 4 times because it distracts your attention from driving. If you have a mobile device, don't use it while driving. Even with hands-free equipment, using a mobile device takes your attention away from driving and can cause you to be less likely to notice a dangerous situation. If you need to use your mobile device, pull over to the side of the road in a safe place to use it. If you have a probationary license or instruction permit, using a cell phone while driving is against the law in Wisconsin except to report an emergency. Section 346.894, Wis. Stats. No driver may use a handheld mobile device when driving through a road work zone, except to report an emergency. Section 346.894, Wis. Stats. Children or pets can also be distracting. Pets should always be in a carrier, or you should have a passenger hold the animal while you are driving. If children do not behave in the vehicle, pull over to the side of the road in a safe place to deal with the situation.